Finally today, meet Ara Stark and David Jarre. They are the two members of a French band appropriately called The Two.
We met 7 years ago in a little Parisian cozy dinner. And straight away, I don't know, there was a click, a clack, and we were connected.
I don't know, but I've been told. You only worry when you grow old. Well, I don't believe it's true.
Ara and David are a couple with multiple connections.
Most of the time it's artistic and karma, charisma. It's everything. It's like finding a twin or a soulmate.
Why do I feel this way?
In Paris, Ara Stark and David Jarre are both considered celebrities by birth. David Jarre's father is Jean-Michel Jarre, whose albums of electronica in the 70s and 80s became very popular. Ara is the daughter of modernist designer Philippe Stark, who has crafted chairs with stiletto heels and orange juicers that seem to defy gravity. So I'm not going to ask how a man who designs an orange juice squeezer that looks like a spider might have influences over his daughter's music.
I'm 22. Can I believe in you?
David Jarre, the fact that your father's music is so plugged in, literally, and you're in Ara Stark's music, and The Two is so unplugged. Did you just hear too much electronica growing up?
I don't think so. It's music is basically about emotion, and whether you play with a piece of wood or with electrodes, I think you can create emotion. All the mixes exist, so I think there's place for everyone.
There's a lot of 60s British folk and acoustic pop influences in the music of The Two. Donovan, Nick Drake, a bit of Vashti Bunyan. Aside from France, Ara Stark has lived in England and the U.S. David Jarre has also lived in England. For both David and Ara, performing in English has always been natural, but it's been something of a challenge to their identity.
And in a way, it was problematic for me at the beginning when I was starting out music, because I was like, I'm living in Paris, but I should be singing in French. And then since the past few years, it's true that there has been an acceptance in France of French bands English speaking or singing in English.
Right, like Phoenix is very big now in the States.
Phoenix. But Phoenix, 10 years or 15 years ago, people would have maybe spat on them in France.
What would have happened to you guys 10 or 15 years ago, if you singing in English and representing
France? Well, I've been
France.
Doing music since I'm 13, and this is my first album. So I don't know, maybe that's the answer by itself. I don't know.
Today, though, The Two are twee darlings in France, and no one would dare spit on them. The Two are hoping to find the same sort of love in the U.S. Ara Stark says all they want to do, really, here, anywhere, is play music for people.
You know, we have one song called I Want to Be With You Again, and it's the first song that we wrote. And, yeah, every time we want to sing that We Want to Be With You Again, we want to share our music and stay here and play.
I want to see you again. Need to see you more.
With their song, I Want to Be With You Again, put the finishing touches on our program today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. We'll be with you again tomorrow.